You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of CROI 2008, the 15th Conference on Retroviruses and Opportunistic Infections. The conference took place in Boston, Massachusetts from February 3rd through February 6th, 2008.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, Editorial Director of the Body Pro. Right now, I'm in the poster session where researchers are standing in front of their posters. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who have actually conducted the research. It is these women and men who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. After their summary, I'll ask a few questions.
I'm Cami Graham. I'm at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston, Massachusetts, and also at Vertex Pharmaceuticals in Cambridge. And this is a study looking at immune responses in people who are either heroin injection drug users, and specifically these people have no cocaine or alcohol use, just heroin, versus people who are pure methadone users, versus people who have no current substance use at all. And the cohort's divided into people who have HIV, hepatitis C co-infection versus hepatitis C alone. What we're doing is trying to look at whether cellular immune responses are affected by exposure to different substances of abuse. This is important because it's felt that both HIV control and perhaps progression of liver disease with hepatitis C may be immunologically mediated. What we found was that heroin injection drug users had lower HIV-specific interferon gamma immune responses compared to people who did not use any substances. And it's felt that interferon gamma may be an important cytokine-mediating viral control. In the hepatitis C patients, we found that hepatitis C-specific immune responses to interferon gamma were actually higher, and it's unclear what the impact that might be on liver disease progression, because we don't have serial liver biopsies in this group of patients. We then looked at a very broad array of pro-inflammatory cytokines and chemokines. These are proteins that affect the overall inflammation in the body, to see if these agents had any effect on those as well. And we found that heroin injection drug users who also had HIV and hepatitis C had changes in a number of these pro-inflammatory markers. And ultimately, what we will need to do is look to see if this actually does affect liver disease progression in these patients.
Is there any guess why you saw that with the heroin users?
What we think is that the active injection drug use leads to a lot of antigenic stimulation that might be modified by the presence of HIV itself, leading to this pro-inflammatory environment. And other studies and other models have shown that that pro-inflammatory environment can be associated with worse fibrosis progression, though we don't have clinical correlation in this cohort.
What? I never heard of TARC before.
That's why I put that nice chart up there.
It was a good idea. I was reading TARC.
Well, okay, so why did we pick all of those? Because the commercial company that created the multiplex assay has different proteins that they've, you know, looked at to make sure that they actually interact and don't, you know, interfere with each other with the measurement. So this was just a panel that had been verified as, you know, all willing to play with each other in this system.
Yep. Good.
And they're a pretty broad array of your important cytokines and chemokines.
Yeah, they got to be good.
I mean, I think, you know, ultimately, you know, the reason we did this work was to lay the foundation for looking at predictors of accelerated liver disease progression.
Yeah. The idea is to, you need to get there different, you need to control for this.
Okay, well, thank you.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on CROI 2008 from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/CROI2008.